You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Show, and holy crap, it is ice cold, Mark.
I'm looking out the window here, Matt. We got snow-capped mountains over there.
Close. They're close. I don't know where those are, but that's close. Where is that?
I don't know, but it's snow-capped mountains. Bitter cold. Right now, I think it's 54 degrees in L.A., which
it
is...
hailed by me last night. Did you see the 11 o'clock news, Mark?
No. Showed it?
Yeah.
I did not see that.
It hailed last night out by me, and that is... That's crazy. I mean, I know we start the show off every time with the weather because it's usually beautiful. But this is ridiculous. This is crazy, crazy, crazy.
I've not seen cold like this ever here in L.A.
No, ever.
You know, I mean, this is completely a first.
And are we bitching and moaning? I mean, it's 50 and we're freezing, but the 50 feels like 30 or 35. I know it's a couple weeks ago in Chicago, it was minus 30 windshield factor, minus 20, what have you. And across the board, it's like everybody's freezing and it's frost, and I think 200 million people are being affected by the cold, and we're bitching and moaning when it's 50, but 50 feels like 30. Anyhow,
welcome. Before we start the show, I want to announce the show is today is presented by our main sponsor for the Hollywood China Night, the Academy Awards viewing party. It's presented by the American Chinese CEO Society. They are producing the Hollywood China Night at the Taglian Center in Hollywood. Tickets are still available. This is the Su Wong, world famous designer Su Wong will be doing a fashion show. Dinner, drinks, a Oscar viewing party,
dancing,
cocktails, full. It's got everything you want in an Oscar night party.
Two hours of red carpet, cocktails and hors d'oeuvres beforehand.
If you're not going to be at the Governor's Ball, or the Vanity Fair, or Elton John party, this is the next best thing to watch the Oscars. The American Chinese CEO Society.org. Tickets are still available at the Taglian Center in the heart of Hollywood. Hollywood China Night. Glamour has never been so glamorous.
And Mark, you said tickets are still available, correct?
Tickets are still available, yes.
Okay, fantastic. So you still can get tickets. It's not too late, and hopefully we'll see you there because you know we'll be there. And if...
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great event. I'm looking forward to it. We'll put it this way. Oscar night's going to be a great night, but we'll get into that in a moment. Yeah. But I just wanted to mention our presenting sponsor.
Yeah, and absolutely. And, Mark, if you're going to that event and anybody else going out on Oscar night for any party, hopefully this one, but play it safe. And if you're going to be drinking, hopefully you could use other services. And if I were you, I'd highly recommend the Montblanc ECS. That's Montblanc Executive Car Service for your limo services for that evening. That's MONTBLANCS.com. Montblanc ECS Car Service. They're a private car transportation company that specializes in private events, high-end clientele, and corporate elite. So check them out.
Yeah, and I've had the pleasure of using them in the past before, and they are a fantastic service. On time, the team that they have worked with them, the driver I had was fantastic.
I think we shared the same driver a couple times, Mark. I wish I could remember his name because I'd highly recommend it. But anybody on the team is definitely high-end professional, very reliable, and good to go.
Absolutely.
So Montblanc Executive Car Service for all your car support.
Great.
Boy, and I said at the start of the show, Mark, it is going to be a Oscar-related show because the Oscars are taking place this weekend. You just mentioned about the one Oscar party, other Oscar parties going on. Everything this week in town, is, it seems like it's Oscar-related in some capacity, and including for us, we're hosting our annual biggest event of the year, our Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suite in Hollywood to honor the 91st Academy Awards. So lots going on. We do have an in-studio guest today, so we're going to try to input a lot of
in-studio
content.
Guest is going to be Kat Trimerco, and she is a spiritual life coach.
Yeah, and
she'll be coming in here about 30 minutes.
Yeah, and I think there's some sex-related in that life coaching, too, from what she does.
All right, interesting.
Yeah, I think she might be a...
What birthdays we got today? We have birthdays?
Birthdays. Of course you do, Mark. Big birthdays today. Rat Boy. He's 22 today.
Rat Boy. I thought he was 21.
Rat Boy. He was 21 yesterday, but today he's 22. He is a rapper, but you probably figured that out, right?
Oh, is he Rat Boy or Rap Boy?
Rat. R-A-T.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So he's Rat Boy the Rap Boy.
Yeah. My main guy and food god, Jonathan Chaban, celebrates 44 candles on his birthday cake today.
I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, that is old, but I thought he was like
younger?
In his 30s.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
And how about our buddy, Mark, Kelsey Grammer?
Oh, great.
How old do you think he is today?
66.
63.
Yeah.
Chunky.
I watched that new show last week.
I was let down.
He was in it by about six minutes.
I, for some reason, thought it was his show, but he was just like a, you know, a contribution.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I didn't really care for it. Yeah. He was good, but I didn't really care for it.
Yeah, so hopefully in the upcoming episodes, his role will pick up or increase. But for six, I mean, he's the reason I'm watching the show. I like him.
Hey, Mark, Chunky is 22 today.
He's a YouTube, candy bar?
He's a YouTube star. Mm. Is Chunky still out there, the candy bar?
You know, I think it is. I had one a few years ago. I don't know where I got it. But
have
I
you ever heard of Twitch?
No.
Like a social media page?
No.
Because Sorenberg, he's 22 today. He's a Twitch star.
Hmm.
Yeah, I have no idea who it is.
Our buddy, there's Crackle. You know, probably got Twitch mixed up with Crackle.
No, it's Twitch. Okay. Get Twitch mixed up with Crackle. Corbin Blue, you remember Corbin Blue?
Yeah,
he was at one of our events.
And we also met him at the Hollywood Christmas Parade a few years ago.
Yeah, 29.
29.
29 today. 29 today.
Wait, Corbin Blue, wasn't he in that
High School Musical?
Right, and wasn't Zac Efron also in that?
Yep.
So.
And there was the other the female that's
how old is this guy?
29.
Oh, 29, okay.
Yeah, 29.
Gotcha.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is 39. Ellen Page is 31. Blank Jackson celebrates her birthday today. How old do you think Blanket is?
17?
16.
Okay.
Wow. Seems like, 16 only.
16.
But she must live a sheltered life. Mm. Anyhow, happy birthday to everybody celebrating candles today. And so where are we with the... Okay, I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay. Well, but, you know, but we're going to be doing, I guess, majority of the show is going to be Oscar-related. We've got Oscar stuff we're talking about. So we've got a ton of brands that are in
our
gifting suite.
Tomorrow, yep.
And we've got a ton of brands in our gift bag. One of the brands that are in our gift bag, Kitty Kitty Meow Meow. It's a game. And this is an interesting game. The website's kittymeowgame.com, and their social media tags and handles are at kittymeowgame. Now, games are very popular nowadays. And this is the games that I like are the small ones that you can carry around. You know, you can play on the if you're on a plane. And this is something that's great for the kids.
You can put that in your pocket.
Yeah, it's all ages, but it's I think it's directed to younger people and kids and so forth. But this is a neat thing.
Right? Did you open it up?
Yes, I did open it up.
You see
it's
gold
fantastic.
Dice? And love the gold dice.
Kitty Kitty Meow Meow is for all ages. It's a card game, card and dice game where the champion of the game collects the most kitties. Players gather kitties from the clower, then trade, steal, and get even more kitties. Watch out for crazy kitty clashes. Again, there's 54 kitty cards in the box. You've got 5 dice, instruction card. This is a game that can be played for all ages. Kitty Kitty Meow Meow. And again, the website is www.kittymeowgame.com. At Kitty Meow Game is the hashtag and handle. So looking forward to seeing what the Oscar nominees are going to think about this this interesting game. 2019 Oscar edition. So this is cool. The Kitty Kitty Meow Meow Game is a Oscar edition.
Yeah. Talk about cool, Mark. Pit polish. Another and look at this presentation, too. It comes
great.
In a box. It's like a little tin pit polish. It is a deodorant. Small little can. You use your fingers to put it on you to apply. Mm-hmm. But pitpolish.com. Check it out on their website, pitpolish.com. They have a nice little
well, like we said, Matt, the Oscars are on Sunday. This is the biggest, I guess, weekend of the year in Hollywood.
Hollywood, yeah.
Our biggest event of the year, the WOW Creations Celebrity Gifting Suite during Oscar Week, is taking place tomorrow in Hollywood. Right now we have no less than 15... And count them, 15 Oscar nominees that will be in attendance.
Whoa.
So we're pretty thrilled to have that. We've got some great brands that are participating. We've got press media is coming by. There's going to be some filming going on for a couple of reality shows. We've got an eclectic mix of talent from royalty to reality stars to sports stars to Oscar nominees.
Wow.
You know, press from CNN to LA'sTheplace.com to Wall Street Journal to E! I mean, it's across the board. So
yep.
This is going to be an out-of-the-park
well-rounded.
Event.
Well-rounded.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's taking place in Hollywood. It's going to be unusually cold tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, we've got people coming in from Japan, Canada, all over the
Florida.
World. Florida, all over the place coming in for this thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure a lot of these people are expecting 72 and sunny.
60, though. I think we're lucky. It's going to be 60 yes. tomorrow for us. So
we'll
60
lucky.
Tomorrow. Last night I checked the weather in Miami and at 8 o'clock last night. It was 76 degrees at 8 o'clock, which is 11 o'clock their time.
The benefits of living in Miami.
Fantastic.
One of our favorite towns.
Fantastic. And before we get on with everything else, I just want to promote something. We're going to be on Storage Wars tomorrow at the
FYI
Network, right?
Two episodes tomorrow night. If you're lucky enough to get the FYI Network, we're running Storage Wars Classics tomorrow, one at 8 o'clock p.m. on FYI, and the other one's at 11:30 p.m. It's a great way to end your evening as you go into the midnight hour of an episode of Classic Storage Wars with the Harris Brothers.
When you just want to relax. And speaking of, actually, it seems like they're always on. One of our cousins, a cousin of my wife last week who is a stewardess. So she shared this with you.
I didn't know she was a stewardess.
Oh, yeah, first-class stewardess, only the international routes.
Seemed older. But I guess most of the stewardess nowadays are
older. She's ready to retire. She's like 62.
Yeah. Wow.
But anyhow, didn't she tell you she was just in Tokyo and she saw us on...
Storage Wars, in Tokyo.
So she told you that she was... she didn't tell you she was a stewardess. She just said she was in
Japan. And I'm thinking... why were you in Japan? But, you know, the situation last Friday, it didn't open up to a lot of talking
about
stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the episode, it's like I Love Lucy. Yeah. I've been saying this for years. Anywhere around the world, our episodes are running.
Yeah.
So
and
there you
one,
go, Japan.
One big shout-out to LA'stheplace.com as we just recently started a partnership with them where we're doing weekly, biweekly, or monthly columns depending on our schedule and so forth. The Toast of the Town.
Check out
LA'stheplace.com for our column.
Our first article is in there right now.
Yeah,
right?
It's on the front page or the homepage.
Yeah.
Toast of the Town. So lots going on for the Harris Brothers, and I think we have a partnership going on. We're working with Storage Treasures and something else for a men's slipper company. How's that going so far, Mark?
We're in waiting game.
Still working on it. Hey, back to the Askers really quick. Get this, Mark. You know how in England you could bet on anything, right? Anything. Everything, absolutely everything is bet in the casinos. Here in New Jersey, who is next to Nevada, is the first state that has allowed gambling. You know, sports books are going to be in all 50 states, but New Jersey is the first one to open the sports book. Last week, they have on the board, you could bet on the Askers.
Well, that I could understand. I think they do that in Vegas, betting on the Oscars.
No,
I thought they did.
No, London's the only, England's the only place.
I thought they did.
No,
but Oscars are Oscar nights Sunday. You know, saw the Green Book last week or a couple weeks ago. Thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I think that's the best picture of the year.
Yeah.
By the way, we've got a bunch of people from the Green Book coming to the Oscars. We've got actors. We've got producers.
The director,
the writers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a bunch of people from the Green Book.
I like Viggo Moore. What's his name? Viggo Mortensen?
Well, we got an RSVP, who knows if the big guys are coming.
How do you pronounce his last name?
I thought it was Mortensen.
Mortensen, yeah. Would love it if he was coming. I'm happy that the director is coming. So
absolutely.
That's good. Hey, so did you see the finale of... America's Got Talent, the champions this week?
Yes.
Is that Shin Lim the best or what?
He is. Yeah, he's the best. Without hands down, there's nobody like him anywhere. I mean, this guy does that close magic better than anything. It's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, almost kind of creepy how when he does those things where the smoke comes out of his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird too.
And how in the world, I mean, I replayed that one thing back a couple times where he put the card in the woman's mouth.
Yeah.
I'm watching it because I knew it was something was happening there. How does this happen? I guess it's magic.
Yeah,
you know?
The whole thing is weird and wacky.
There's got to be a logical explanation for this, right?
Well, it's magic, but I mean, magic is magic. Magic is, you know, it's fake. I mean, there's a way to figure something out about the whole thing, but magic is really fake. So, you know, it is what it is. But so, have you seen Roma?
I did. I liked it.
Okay.
I liked it.
I think, you know. What's his name? Christian Bale started off good, winning all these awards and accolades for Vice because he was playing Dick Cheney. It was great. But then the other guy, what's the guy's name from Bohemian Rhapsody?
Rami.
Suddenly now he started winning the last couple now.
Yeah.
And
Bale won the first two, right?
He got or about three of them. Yeah.
Critics' Choice
and
Golden Globe.
Then it started the tilting toward.
Who got the BAFTA?
Rami, whatever his name is. But I'm thinking now it's going to go to him on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I think he might win the Oscar, which is something.
They had his high school acting teacher on Access Hollywood yesterday.
Really? His only claim to fame was that Mr. Robot. I can't think of anything else.
He got an Emmy for that, too.
Right, and a Golden Globe. Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah.
But I've never watched the show. I don't know if you've seen it.
I've seen one episode. And Christian Slater's in that, too, I
think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, which, by the way, I watched The Good Wife last week. Not The Good Wife, The Wife.
How was
with
it?
Glenn Close. Kind of depressing.
That's what Carrie said.
A little bit off what I thought it was going to be.
She says I wouldn't like it. Looks good.
She's good in it, but she's doing typical Glenn Close.
Somebody in the roof right there.
Which is good, but...
hope he's not jumping.
Interesting movie. I think she's probably going to win.
Nominated 7 times. Is that winning?
Yeah. So
six
I think
times.
It's probably
seven
her
times.
Time.
Yeah.
She tied, or she shared it with Lady Gaga for the Golden Globes. But other than that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And also at the last one, who won the last one?
I thought she won for Fatal Attraction, but I guess she got the Golden Globe.
Oh,
at
BAFTAs, yeah. BAFTAs, it went to the woman from The Favorite, which is understandable. That's an English movie. She's an English actress, so I'm thinking that's why she got it at BAFTAs. Golden Globes, she shared it with Lady Gaga because that's kind of like more of a People's Choice thing for the Golden Globes. And then Glenn Close won for Critics' Choice. So I think Glenn Close gets the Oscar on Sunday night because over the body of work, I think. You said she'd been nominated seven times. She did. She was good on this thing, so I think she gets it on. She gets it for actress. So I get Glenn Close, Rami Malek, or whatever his name is. For
How many times do you think Brad Pitt's been nominated for an Oscar without winning?
Brad
Six.
Pitt? Six?
Yeah. Heard that yesterday. I would have said one or two, and I couldn't even
think
of one or two.
I can't even think what movie he was nominated for.
Bastards, that one. Inglorious Bastards, I think he was nominated for that.
I'm going to have to Google that because there's no way. Not many people get nominated for six times.
Yeah, six times without winning.
Well, I got to look at that one. Where did you hear that?
On Access Hollywood. That's where they're talking about Glenn Close. Okay. They said she's probably going to win because she's been nominated seven times.
I couldn't even remember him being nominated once.
Yeah, that's I mean...
Yeah. Hey, we last time we did the show, we were just getting ready to go to our favorite place again, the Great Race Place at Santa Anita for the running of the Pegasus Parade. We big shout-out and big thank you to Santa Anita, santaanita.com, 626-574-7223, located in Arcadia. This place is the best place to see a race. It's better than Del Mar. It's better than than Churchill Downs. It's better than Gulfstream. This is a great place to see a race. We were right. We were right trackside when for these races a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And again, Santa Anita is always so generous in to the Harris Brothers to attend their events. Their official sponsor over there at Santa Anita is Woodford Reserve. They're the official bourbon of Santa Anita. Our next event is going to be for the Santa Anita Derby in the second week or the first week of April. So we're looking forward to attending that. And once again, there's Santa Anita Park's got events going on every weekend. There's always something going on. The Chandelier Room is great. The Front Runner place for brunch. The 100-to-1 Club. So please go to santaanita.com and see what they've got coming up for the next week. So this is a great, great place. So I want you guys to go and visit it.
Yeah, I almost forgot about it. Yeah, great, fantastic. And what's coming up? I guess the Derby's the
Santa
next
Anita
thing.
Derby, April.
April.
April 6th, I think, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay, great.
Yeah, Santa Anita Derby.
Another...
always, and I'm back to Santa Anita Derby, man. Always the winner is in the Kentucky Derby. So we'll be seeing a Kentucky Derby...
Hey, you know what? The other day I was reading something in the sports page. I didn't know that Victor Espinosa broke his neck. Did you know?
I knew he was badly injured at Del Mar last year, but I didn't know he was broke the neck.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can come back when you're breaking the neck, back to physical activity, I find that surprising.
Yeah. I didn't even know he was in an accident.
Yeah, I knew he had a neck injury, but I didn't think he broke the neck.
And then he was just like Peyton Manning. He broke something in his neck.
Yeah, see, I think there's different stages of breaking the neck.
But still, they suggested that he didn't play. He went on to play two more years. Why?
Yeah, he had already won a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. Why?
And he already was making a ton of dough and endorsements. So why? I mean, if I broke my neck,
I'm done.
I wouldn't do anything physical. I'd even question doing golf, playing golf.
I'd question getting out of bed almost.
Right.
I'd be super paranoid, but that he was very fortunate he didn't get hit again. But another one of our brands, Mark, that's participating in our gift bags tomorrow is Dilia Organics. They're a natural skin therapy. They're a dose of sea serum, Mark. Sea serum. The serum is concentrated delivery system for the highest form of active bioavailable vitamin C for beautiful skin. For directions, Mark, apply it in the morning after cleansing. Go to DeliaOrganics.com.
Is this like an anti-aging cream or,
It's a vitamin C, just a vitamin C...
supplement?
Yeah.
not consuming, though. You apply it
right.
on the skin,
see,
right?
It's like an eye drop on okay. it. Cute little bottle, too.
Yeah.
Heck, you can put that in your travel bag. You can put that in your pocket. You can put it in your glove compartment if you need it.
Wow.
Yeah. On the Rocks. That used to be a name of a club on the Sunset Strip, On the Rocks. They're also participating, Mark. OnTheRocks.com. They are a gourmet jam. Night in Paris jam. That's what I got right here in this little jar, Mark. Check it out.
Yeah, it looks good.
Night in Paris jam. OnTheRocks.com, kids. Check it out. And boy, you know, one of these days, Mark, we're going to have to give out on the radio one of our gift bags, like as if for like calling number 10 or
yeah,
something.
You're right.
You know?
Why not, right?
Yeah.
So Oscar weekend this weekend. More than ever, there's these Oscar viewing parties taking place everywhere.
Yeah.
I think that they started off with Norby Walters' Night of 100 Stars
yeah.
at the Beverly Hills Hotel like 25 years ago.
I think so.
And every year, more and more got added.
Yep.
But this year, more than ever, we're attending a couple of them ourselves, and then we're going to an after party at the District in Beverly Hills. It's a Remy Martin...
sponsored... event.
Tasting, it's cognac, Remy Martin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a Remy Martin thing at the District. So we're going to two viewing parties, and then we're going to end the night at the, or actually, well, we're going to start it off at the Hollywood Roosevelt at the Johnny Grant penthouse. And then we've got the two other
events. I got a follow-up with that, too, by the way.
Yeah. Because I think she's coming to our suite tomorrow, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. So more than ever, you know, you see the list from the Hollywood Reporter and Variety, and it lists all the different viewing parties and events taking place on Sunday night. Everybody's got them.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got them, which I think is great because it gives you a chance to dress up and go out and participate in something like this, meet some celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a bunch of celebrities going to these events that we're going to on Sunday night. So this is great to bump heads with. Oliver Stone, Oscar-winning yeah. director. Oliver Stone's going to be at one of these things. So I'm looking forward to meeting him.
And they're across the board, Mark. They're from the premium ones like the Vanity Fair, which yeah. you cannot go to, or the Elton John, which is like $10,000. The premium ones. To yeah. To
Madonna's
the,
got one.
Yeah, the premium ones like yeah. that. And then there's the mid-range ones like we're going to, you know, the couple that we're going to, and then there's the kind that are available for just
people, tent to
like
go
at
there.
The W Hotel,
not
the Sofitel Hotel,
bars there to buy right. a drink.
Yeah, but they're having several TVs for the average Joe just on the street that's not lucky enough to get invited to something. They could put a tuxedo mm. on. Or, you know, put a tie on, have a glass of champagne, and go out rather than sitting at home and watching it. So, but like you said, bigger and bigger every year. And we were talking about the Hollywood Reporter, which did a piece on all the events. Variety did one yesterday. And Variety seemed to cover more than the Reporter did.
Yeah.
And it's not just – they're covering more than just the Oscar viewing parties and after parties. It's a full week of – Oscar events,
right.
the Oscar Wilde Awards, the Publicist Awards.
All the sponsors are having
all
their
the
big
sponsors,
deals.
Cadillac's having something in honor. All the agencies, UTA, CAA,
production companies,
production
studios.
Companies, they're all having
their parties. So yeah. 10 days leading up to the Oscars is party, party, party. And sponsor, sponsor, sponsor. It's it's great to be in the business in Hollywood at this time of the year. It's the best time of the year.
It is the best time of the year.
Yeah. And Sunday is going to be all the pre-shows on E, ABC, KTLA. They're all having their pre-shows.
You already got your TiVo set?
Already set, because we're going to be out and about for the most of the day and the night. So, but I still like to watch the coverage afterwards. So it's going
afterwards.
To be
when you say afterwards, you talk about when you get home, Mark.
No,
you talk about the next day.
The next day.
Because and if you don't watch the yeah. next day on Monday, come yeah. Tuesday, it's almost
right.
worthless.
Right. So I'll be watching it on Monday. But because even when you attend these viewing parties, there's always something going on. You're not sitting there watching the thing straight like you would when you're home. So you're
you miss
about,
out.
Right.
You miss out.
That's why I got a TV so that way I could watch it at
yeah.
a later date.
But, yeah, because we've done this before, and it's nice.
Yeah.
But you miss out.
You do. You do. And there's nothing like sitting at home and watching it, too. I like that.
I'm surprised Amazon's not having a party. Aren't, don't
well,
they
I'm
have,
sure they are.
They're not, because remember, I contacted them. And,
oh, really?
And they said that we're not having one this year.
But well, like I guess they don't have any. It's not like Netflix where they got Roma.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't think Amazon's got
yeah,
any.
That
but
must be it.
I think their target is to do
TV,
that.
Television.
Well, their plan, I think, is to get to the.
Yeah.
Well, they've got movies. Amazon's done movies that are out, but they don't have any that are nominated this year.
Right.
So,
I mean, they have them for, like, Goliath for stuff that's. Well, Goliath was nominated for an Emmy.
Yeah, because that wasn't released in the theater.
Oh.
Amazon has had
oh, yeah.
releases in the theater before.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, but they don't have anything now.
Oh, I didn't
this
know
year.
They had
yeah.
releases
oh,
in the
yeah.
theater. I
yeah.
know Netflix
Amazon
says.
Studios, yeah.
Yeah, I know
but
Netflix
anyhow, that's
does.
I think that's a target now. They're going to their goal is to put more emphasis on movies now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so mm-hmm. anyhow, it's going to be a great weekend, or great weekend.
Going through emails from last year, Mark, somebody's having a party at the Waldorf Astoria. Josh Mitchell got us on the guest list last year. We did not go.
At the Waldorf?
Yeah, because I saw it says you were confirmed for the two of us to go. We did not go for whatever reason.
Was it an Oscar party?
Yeah. And so anyhow, so I just followed up with them. I said, are you going to be hosting one this year? Because we'd love to be able to attend again. Yeah, I kind of remembered it. And then I saw it says, yes, the Harris Brothers are confirmed, but we never went.
Well,
Josh got us that one.
Have no recollection whatsoever.
I didn't either until I came across the email.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send something to Josh again. But he's like out of commission.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's busy. He was out there in Sundance for a while.
Yeah.
For the week. I guess he was in Sundance for about a week and what have you. So who knows?
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Yeah. Well, you know, Mark, I was just doing a quick recap on our guest that's going to be coming in. Sure enough, she is a sex relationship coach.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Sex relationship coach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe I got it mixed up because I have spiritual life coach.
Well, she's a spiritual life coach / speaker / sex and relationship coach.
So she does a little bit about everything.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be at our gifting suite tomorrow.
She is.
Wow, interesting.
She is. Yes, she is. And she's got 3,000 YouTube followers, 10,000 Instagram followers, and 2,000 Facebook likes, or 2 million Facebook likes. I didn't even know that you could keep track of that.
Yeah.
I'd like to find out how many we have, because it seems like we're getting likes constantly.
Right.
I know we have close to 5,000 followers.
Just before our guest gets here, if I forget to do this, I want to mention out there that right now in L.A. is the hottest L.A. real estate market out there. So if anybody, any of our listeners, are looking to buy or sell in this extremely hot L.A. market, contact me, Mark Harris, Realtor to the Stars. And you could email me directly at markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. Doesn't get any better than that.
No,
I know a house in our neighborhood went on the market a week ago. One open house, and it was sold. It was $1.1 million. And it was a small house, too, but it was a historical house, so which is a special market for people with these historical houses.
So it was literally a historic, because I know...
It didn't get its historic listing as of yet, but it probably will. But anyhow, houses are moving fast, and if you're interested in buying or selling, contact me, Mark Harris. You know me, Realtor to the Stars, and that's markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. Easy to remember, an easy email address. So it's a hot market out here in L.A.
There you go. Yeah. Fantastic. You know where to buy it.
Yep.
General Purpose Donuts. Mark, have you ever heard of that?
General Purpose Donuts?
Yep.
And I don't like the way that sounds.
I don't either.
But you're giving them a shout out.
I'm giving them a shout out because it's a $5 donut. It's not worth $5.
Wow.
I know, even bad press.
Where did you get this?
At the Palisades. It's a new shopping center in the Palisades that's done by Caruso.
Rick Caruso,
the Grove and the Americana. This is much smaller. And because of that high end, you know, that neighborhood, I guess it just goes to show you could charge $5 or $6 for a donut.
So was it a donut shop or just a stand?
Yeah.
So they actually had a store there?
Yeah, but they only have 4 donuts. There's a marshmallow chocolate donut, a lemon curd donut, a pistachio donut, and a strawberry jelly donut. 4 donuts.
4 donuts?
4 donuts. Yeah. It's a small place, 4 donuts, and I didn't even see a price. Maybe the price was up there. Yeah. I would assume it was. I didn't even look at the price. I just figured.
The rent at this place must be astronomical.
Yeah, but they're charging $5 for a donut.
Yeah, but they've only got 4 donuts. Somebody might not like
it. They could have one donut, then maybe making it.
Everybody doesn't like one type of donut. You have to have a variety.
That's why they have 4. But anyhow.
They're closing down soon.
Yeah. I mean. The most I've ever spent for a donut was $3.50, and that's one of those gourmet donuts.
Yeah. It's like Stan's donuts.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Or at California
Reese's,
donuts.
Yeah. You're right.
$3.75, maybe 4 maximum.
I don't even think I've seen 4. But even if I've seen 4.
Was it $5 even, or was it $5 in tax? Okay.
$4.95.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I love a good donut, though.
And if it was a great donut, fantastic. It was a strawberry donut. I was blown away.
You know what? Even the Donut Man in Glendora, where they have those big strawberry donuts.
Those are like $2.50.
Right.
And that's fresh strawberry.
And that's a big donut.
Around the corner for me, the jelly donut's $1.25, like a typical standard jelly donut. This tasted nothing better. So I'm just saying.
Was the place looking cool, though? Did it look cool? Hip? Modern? Nice? Flashy?
Not flashy, maybe modern, maybe somewhat.
Was there a line of people?
No, but we were there early, Mark. We were there at the 10th grade on Sunday morning.
Well, that's when you're going to have a donut.
Yeah, well, they just opened at 10 o'clock. But it came in. First, he put it in a bag for me to take, and I says, I'm going to be eating this later on. Do you have a box for it? Real nice box. I sent you a picture of it. Real nice box it came in.
Yeah.
But it's like you're paying for the box.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Well, let's see. We're coming up at 11:30. Maybe I should go check.
Yeah, why don't you go and check.
In our Well, before we bring Kat in, Mark, do you have any more shout-outs you want to do?
Because no,
this
no
will
shout-outs.
Consume the rest of the...
No shout-outs. I'm just going to go and keep rambling on about this cold weather here. I mean, I just can't believe it. You know, I'm looking out and I'm seeing we've got palm trees, but yet it's freezing cold out there.
Look at the snow.
Snow-capped
what,
mountains.
What are those hills right there, though? That's like in... La Cañada or something. I mean, that's not out by your place. You know, that's right off the 5.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking. But next week by you, it's supposed to be 74 degrees on Thursday.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Is that fantastic?
Yeah.
Or what?
So, Matt, why don't you go check and see
okay.
if...
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we didn't have anything else to going on here.
Yeah. Anyhow, again, I can't talk enough about this with Oscar Week being here. It's just something that we were always looking forward to. You know, many years ago, Matt and I used to go and we hang out at the in the bleachers outside the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion downtown. And you get there overnight and get a spot in the bleachers. But this was when things were much more simpler. Now everything is so much complicated. I think to sit in the bleachers now, you have to enter a lottery or something, and you have to enter a lottery. Your name's got to be drawn, and then you're picked. And it looks like our guest just came in. Kat, let me see. How do I pronounce that? It's Trimaco. Let's see.
And Kat
Tree. Kat Trimaco.
We're not going to be expecting any calls today. If they come in, you can put that on. Revan.
I'm conducting the show here, man. You can't.
Well, I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you not to. Yeah.
Keep it down. Okay. Kat, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So you're going to... Tell us a little bit about what you do. I saw you were a spiritual life coach. Matt said you were somebody else. You did something else as well.
I didn't say somebody else, but I like that your bio, that Bridgetta sent over here. I love this, Kat. You are a spiritual life coach, a speaker, and a sex and relationship coach.
Correct.
So... A relationship coach, I get, you know, people, it's like...
Well, what is a relationship coach? What is a relationship? Are you talking about relations between, like, a husband and wife and a boyfriend and a girlfriend, that type of thing? Or, like, could you be with, like, a best friend? I've got issues with my best friend.
All relationships, specifically sex, romantic relationships, but it's all from the perspective that we're the creator, even in our own relationship. The way we're choosing to perceive ourselves, the way we're choosing to perceive our partner, our friend, our parent, anyone, like we can actually shift the energy and change the dynamic that's happening in any of our relationships just through our own inner awarenesses, our own inner perceptions, and our own shifting of our emotions.
How's business?
It's good.
Yeah, wow.
I guess a lot of people have relationship issues.
Well,
sometimes.
I get that. I completely get that. People, relationships all the time. The sex thing, I'm kind of curious about, you know, sex therapy. I've never heard of that.
But is this whole thing like counseling? You know, I know there's like marriage counselors that mm-hmm. people that are having issues, they go to a marriage counselor, they sit there and they try to cope things out, you know, work things out. Is that similar to what you do then?
I would say no. And okay. My different perspective on it is that it's less about what our partner is doing or less about the way someone else is showing up in our relationship and more about that person being a reflection of what's happening inside of us, because everything out here, and this is where my spiritual piece comes
right.
in, like everything out here is just a mirror of what's going on in here, and we have so much more control over what shows up in our relationships. But what most people do is they point the finger, right? They go like, well, you're doing this, or you're doing that, or you're doing this behavior, and it's like we don't create change in that way, or if we do, there builds up this resentment, or someone just kind of like molding themselves into a role to please their partner. So my approach is much, much different, and that's where I bring in this spiritual aspect, this energetic aspect, this aspect of self and self-awareness and self-shifting to shift relationship, to shift how people show up for you. Mm-hmm. And the sex piece in that is similar, but it's really about tapping into like, well, what are your desires? What are your pleasures? How do you communicate that? How do we bring openness back to sex where it's not so taboo to talk about? And it's, to me, it's a beautiful space of love. It's a beautiful space of love, and there's been this stigma and so much shame and guilt come up around it culturally that my part of my big mission is to dismantle that and to bring truth back to sex and bring love back to sex and bring connection and intimacy back to sex.
Wow. How do you get involved with something like this? I mean, because there's a spiritual part, there's a sex part, there's a relationship part. It seems like you cover the gamut.
Yeah.
I mean, is this something, I mean, do you wake up one morning and say, this is what I want to do? Or how did you get involved in that arena?
I wrote a whole book about it.
I
have a book called Self Approved, and my journey started when I hit a personal rock bottom almost 6 years ago after 10 years of drug and alcohol abuse. And it was looking, I was like, okay, I got to look in the mirror. I have to look at how am I contributing to my life? Who do I want to be? What do I want to do? Am I just living in reaction mode to everything that's going on around me? Or is there something here? Like, I know there's got to be something that I can shift and shift my life. And I literally did. I 180 degreed my life in such a short period of time, just through self-awareness, just through shifting my perceptions, shifting my how I identified myself. And that's what I wrote about in the book, was like, it's like half memoir and sharing my journey, but then sharing the tools I used to do that. And it's still what I use to transform or step into like a next level version of myself at any time. So that showed up in relationships as well, and part of the rock bottom was the disintegration of a really important relationship and also the death of that person. And so I really started looking at how do we co-create in relationships, and the sex piece came into that because I felt angry and frustrated that I'm like, why didn't nobody teach me about sex? Like, I learned about safe sex, I learned about the anatomy, but nobody taught us how to lovingly communicate about sexuality or how to feel safe in our own bodies. So that's like condensed down into.
So you've got a couple things to do. So do you have like people can schedule time with you and they can come and meet with you. I guess kind of like a doctor or a psychiatrist.
Is it like an hour session?
Yeah. Well, so I do most of my work online
and
over the phone. So I have clients all over the world. So we'll just do it over the phone or over Zoom.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Good for you. I mean, you don't have to come out of your bed or your cozies. You don't have to wear anything. And you can just pick up the phone and work with a client. Wow.
Totally.
I never heard of that, though.
What's your website? Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's www.kattrimarco.com. So kattrimarco.com.
And what's the name of your book?
Is Self-Approved.
Self-Approved.
Yeah.
So you have only one book?
I have one book that's in physical form, another one that the manuscript, it's being published this year, and then a third one that's on its
way. How challenging was to have the book? I mean, because it seems like you go to a bookstore now, everybody's got a book. You look in the bestseller list. Everybody's on the bestseller list, so I'm not taking anything away from it. It seems like it's really complicated to me, but at the same time, it seems like everybody's got a book. So how challenging was that, and I don't even know where I'd go to just say, let's do a book. But
I love this question because I think I went about it completely reversed model than most people do. I woke up and I was like, I have a story to share and this is going to help people. And I was a nobody. I had no following. I had no
makes it even more challenging.
I had nothing built up, but I had a vision and I had it. It was a very strong call in my heart. And I said, I don't care. I'm going to do this. And I'm glad that I didn't know the process because it would have intimidated me out of it. But I was just riding on pure like vision, passion, and enthusiasm. And I figured it out each step of the way. I'm like, I'll figure out the next step.
So did you
I'll figure
get
out
a
the
computer
next step.
And just start typing away?
Exactly.
It was just, you come
the
up.
Words just the words fell just fell out of your head and onto the page.
And it just started going.
Yeah.
Then you have it complete. And then what did you say? It's done. Now what do I do with it? Or did you from the start say, I'm going to do this and that's where I'm going with it?
Yeah, I've always had the big vision, but I didn't know the how. And I still sometimes don't know the how, but I'm trusting that each step is revealed to me along the way. And this is what I teach people about too, is like energetic co-creation and how we do create our own realities before we're able to see it. And so we can live beyond our current circumstances, because that's really how we create what we can't see yet. And so initially, I mean, yeah, I'm still taking those steps. Like, I'm still taking those steps to create the vision on a bigger scale.
Well, this is fascinating. Have you ever been? I know you're participating in our event tomorrow. Have you ever been in a gifting suite?
No, and I'm excited because that's actually what I'm giving away at the gifting suite is copies of my first book.
Oh, great!
Oh, good. Looking forward to it.
Because
we've had pretty much over the years, we've had therapists, acupuncturists, physical trainers. I mean. Any type of personal service we've had, but this is definitely a first.
This
I think.
Is definitely something different, yeah.
Yeah,
because we've had plastic surgeons, LASIKs,
Botox,
trainers.
I mean, you name it. Over the years,
but we've had a first.
This is a first.
We always like to have something different. A little
bit. So I'm glad. How long have you been with Brigetta?
three or four months now.
We've known her for quite some time. Shout out, Bridgetta.
Yes.
We thought for sure she'd be here today, but I know she's a busy person. Yeah. Actually, I think she was just out of state a couple of days ago. I think she was.
She's always traveling.
Yeah.
She's
always traveling.
Is she going to be there tomorrow, do you know?
Yeah, she's going to be there tomorrow for sure.
Shout out to Bridgetta. We've known her for a long time. And 4 months. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it should be fun tomorrow. If you've never been in one of these things, it's great. We got a lot of Oscar nominees coming, and it's just going to be an eclectic.
Have you been to like a trade show or a Chamber of Commerce mixer? She explained to you the whole dynamics of how it works, right?
I've been at different trade shows as a vendor, but nothing like this. This is unique for me, a unique experience for me.
It's a great way to elevate your brand status, introducing your service, who you are, what have you.
So do you have like, how many, do you do consultations every day of the week?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. So I'll do a consultation initially with clients, and that's like complimentary because I want to feel into them. I want to understand what's going on with them. I want them to understand my work and how I can help them. And then from there, we'll work together for like 3 months at a time, like a 3 month chunk of time. Mm-hmm. But then I also do like in-person workshops as well and travel and do, because I really, really love, like, even just being here, right? It's like someone said, like, you can call in today. I'm like, no, I want to go in. I want to see you. I want to connect with you in person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love doing that as well, and then giving people a taste of the work and allowing them to be in my presence and feel safe, especially around sexuality, that, like, we can make this space safe again.
Do some people find that embarrassing to discuss?
Are they hesitated to call you and say, I got to talk to you about this? And
can you, I mean, do you help them with, if they have... It's even a tough topic to discuss, you know, to ask a question. But if somebody, let's say, for instance, let's say, for instance, that guy Colton Underwood on The Bachelor, he says he's never had sex before. If you've got somebody like that, they've never had sex before.
What's his name?
Colton Underwood.
Colton Underwood.
And could they talk to you about that? Say that I haven't done this yet because I'm nervous, I'm embarrassed, or I'm afraid to do something like this.
Yeah.
Is this something you could help them overcome the obstacle of getting intimate with another person?
Absolutely, because that pulls into the emotional layer and the mental layer. So what are your beliefs about sex? What are your beliefs about yourself and your body, or how another person's going to respond to you? So I kind of work on all the layers, like the physical layer, the mental layer, the emotional layer, and the
spiritual
layer.
Seems like you're across the board with the spirituality and the sex. For most part, are people calling you or contacting you regarding spirituality or the sex part, or is it just 50-50?
Mostly, you know what? I would say it's about 75 for the sex and relationship.
Wow.
But I have a saying, and it's how we do sex is how we do life. So even when I'm coaching someone on their sexuality and their relationship, it ends up being a whole life transforming experience.
Here's an important question. I'm surprised I didn't start out asking you this. Are you a doctor in any...
No, I'm not a doctor. So it started out.
You don't have a PhD in anything.
No, it started out as pure passion initially, and then I did go on to get a certificate in spiritual psychology from the University of Santa Monica. And
a certificate of spiritual?
Spiritual psychology.
That's got a nice ring to it.
That sure does, without having a PhD.
Yeah.
And it was so exciting for me because it was like this meld of like because I'm a brain nerd too. I'm like, I love understanding human behavior and like tangible scientific facts. And I'm super woo-woo and spiritual and intuitive. And it was like a melding of the two that really brought my gifts, but then like a credential to put behind that. And then for the sex and relationship, I'm a certified life coach specifically in erotic blueprints.
Erotic blueprints.
Wow. Yeah, this is a whole other topic. We could do a whole show just on these.
You're peeling another layer off here. Wow.
Yeah, so with erotic blueprints, each of us has a unique sexual wiring and how our body and our psyche is wired. So my mentor, Jaya, was the creator of that body of work. So
your
use that.
Your mentor is named Jaya.
His name, Jaya.
Is there a meaning to
like
that
a
name?
Guru?
A guru?
A guru? No.
A
swami?
Bhagwan.
She is a regular person.
Is there a meaning to that name, though? Does it?
I don't know. No, that's just her name.
Oh.
That's just
seems
her
like,
name.
It seems like it would mean like...
I thought it was like I said, like a Bhagwan or a guru or something.
Swami, yeah.
Swami, wow. Yeah.
No, I'm very grounded in the... Actually, it was interesting because I was with Bridgetta last night. We were at a pre-Oscars party. And
which one were you at?
It was at Sky Bar for Jeff's birthday.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff Gund.
Yes.
Yeah, we were invited to that too.
How was that? I love Sky Bar.
Okay. Yeah. Sky Bar's good. We're going to be there tomorrow.
But we were talking about that as I'm like, you know, cause sometimes I'm even confused because I'm so spiritual and so intuitive, but I'm also like very grounded in the physical world reality, and I mm-hmm. love material things. And I see myself as bringing this unique gift of both worlds, and that it's not, spirituality for me is not this elusive going into the mountaintops with a guru. It's how we relate to people in our day-to-day life. Yeah. It's how we relate with ourselves in our day-to-day life. It's how we relate with the world around us. It's not, so part of my, in bringing this work into everything I do is kind of normalizing that it's not this out there
thing. Is this as a competitive field? I mean, if you were to Google
would that be sex therapy? A sex therapist?
I don't think we have enough time on the show today to talk about all of this.
Because I know there's sex therapists out there. So when you say, is there competition?
Well, more, it's the spirituality, too.
Well, when you combine everything she does, I don't think nobody does.
I mean,
I have a theory, and it's like when we're truly aligned with our soul, with mm-hmm. who we really are on the planet to be, that there is no competition. Because, of course, there's people talking about sex, teaching about sex, or talking about spirituality and teaching about spirituality. But when we're coming from within ourselves and really honoring that, I don't see other people as competition because somebody else isn't me and I'm not them. Wow. And we can refer and collaborate.
She must be a life therapist with that type of
thing. She kind of reminds me of Tiana, our cousin. Oh, you look very similar to her. And, do you meditate?
Every day.
Every day. How long?
You know what? Anywhere from 10 minutes to 30 minutes, but never over that. It's usually like, I like to be consistent, but quick, where it's just that.
30 minutes, that's a long time, isn't it, to meditate? Do you start the day with meditation or do you end the day with meditation?
I start. And this is the
You didn't bring a book today, did you?
You know what? I didn't.
No problem.
I tried to. I'll give you one tomorrow.
Because I'm very intrigued with this whole, this whole dynamic here, which sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's all part of a lifestyle of, I guess, we have to be more relaxed. And by the meditation and the hearing.
You could do some of this. The spiritual stuff, this meditation.
Yeah. Do we have a minute that I could like quickly explain why I meditate and the benefit of that? Because I think, again, it's this like bridging of spiritual and like real life tangible. So I resisted meditation for a while. I'm like, I don't have time for that. Like, I got goals to crush. I got things to do. I got people to talk to. But for me, I started to have this new understanding that what meditation is it's separating from the material world, from the outside physical manifested, and creating internally first. So instead of waking up and going into your day and being a reactor to everything that's happening around you, which doesn't allow us to create beyond our circumstances because we're always in reaction mode to our circumstances. When we meditate, we get quiet internally. We set the emotional, mental, energetic baseline, and then we can be above our circumstances internally. We can create beyond our circumstances, and we're not having a snap emotional reaction to everything that's happening to us.
Sounds really,
that's
really
deep.
Really deep.
Yeah.
I mean, really deep.
So, it's deep, but it's simple. It's simple when you start doing it and experiencing it.
I guess once you start doing it, but when you just listen to somebody share that with you for the first time, you kind of get lost in translation.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to spending some more time with you tomorrow, going over this in detail and looking at your book and get it. Because this has opened up a whole new can.
Like I said, I don't think we have enough time to just seem like you go on for hours, and maybe I could squeeze in some kind of complimentary spiritual type of session
Zen.
Right now while we're talking.
Would this be Zen? Part of like a Zen type?
Are we zenning right now?
Zen? Are we zenning? I don't know. Zen?
I feel a Zen energy. Okay. You two have got great energy. Like, you're both so charismatic that you create an atmosphere in here that is very enjoyable to be in.
So, thank you for that, Kat. Now, because I know we're winding down. So tell our listeners again how they could contact you to get involved.
If you have social media tags,
your email address,
your
website, all that, spit it out. Because they got to hear it. We need to know it.
Awesome. Yeah. Instagram, I would say, is number one. I'm on there all the time, and that handle is @KAT_TRIMARCO.
10,000 followers.
Yeah, 11.
11,000. Okay,
we're
I'm
at
sorry,
11. We keep going up.
Speak.
Facebook is Kat Trimarco, KAT_TRIMARCO. And my email, best place to reach me, is contact@kattrimarco.com.
And I know you just gave the email address, Instagram. Did you give your website?
Website is www.kattrimarco.com.
Well,
so it's all pretty simple. Yeah. You remember how to spell it.
So what will the rest of your day consist of today? Do you have clients calling in from Tokyo, or do you have somebody come in from Venice? Do you live in Venice?
I have
you seem like a Venice person.
Or Highland Park.
Highland Park, yeah. Which is kind of bohemian, kind of cool.
Yeah. I was torn between Santa Monica and West Hollywood when I came here from Canada, and currently I'm in West Hollywood.
Okay,
what part of Canada? We love Canada.
Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay, we've been there three or four times.
For the Canadian Country Music Awards, three times we were in Edmonton.
Yeah.
We like the city, except for the last time we were there, we were at the Hyatt, the air conditioning busted, and we were there in September.
It was hot.
But we love Edmonton.
Edmonton is a cool place.
Yeah.
But although I remember the first time we went to Edmonton, I thought it was weird. It was a creepy vibe.
It was a creepy vibe. It was cloudy.
Yeah, I didn't like it. But the next two times you went there,
it was
great.
And,
go Eskimos.
Yeah, go Eskimos.
Yeah.
The football team. Or go the Edmonton Oilers, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Gretzky, until we got him here.
Yeah.
But, so from Edmonton to so you're in West Hollywood now.
Yeah.
So you're 10 minutes away from
So you're right in the heart of all the action here in L.A., in Hollywood.
Yeah.
West Hollywood's where everything's happening.
Everything's happening.
Are you going to be at our event tomorrow alone, or do you have an assistant or a boyfriend or girlfriend?
Brigetta's going to be there, but I love that you asked that. She said, what am I doing later today? One of my good friends is flying in from Edmonton to assist me tomorrow.
Great.
So
probably it's not going to be much warmer here than Edmonton.
Yeah,
oh,
no
my
kidding.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Or actually,
much
or
warmer.
Yeah.
There's no snow here.
Yeah.
We're winning already.
Except I just figured.
the tip top.
But to us Californians, we're freezing.
Yeah.
Right? Anyhow, I think we're winding down with time.
Yeah, Kat, thanks for coming in today. It was great talking to you, and great learning all about that.
Your spirituality and your everything you do.
Sounds very interesting. We're looking forward to getting more information on it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be the first ones there when you set up.
So thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Pleasure.
Make sure you watch the Harris Brothers on Storage Wars tomorrow night. Classic Storage Wars, two episodes on the FYI Network at 8 o'clock and at 11:30. 11:30, great time that we're running us. But anyhow, it's going to be a great show tomorrow night. If you want to follow the Harris Brothers, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, MySpace. We're on everything. If you're interested in buying a home, like I said before, this is a hot LA market. If you're interested in buying or selling, markharrisrealtor@gmail.com, Realtor the Stars. I'll get you the house that you want. Go to our website, wowcreationsmedia.com, and enjoy the Oscars this weekend. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
until next
fun.
Time.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I wish we would have had some more time for this, but...